Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfhull. School superintendents from central and southern Illinois are pushing lawmakers to reach an agreement on overhauling the state school funding formula. Several spoke in Springfield today, the day they were supposed to hold a Capitol rally. However, they canceled it when House Speaker Michael Madigan scrapped today's legislative session, citing progress in legislative leaders' negotiations. Lawmakers from both parties agree the calculation Illinois uses is unfair, but they disagree over how to fix it. The budget legislators approved last month requires a new formula for schools to get state money. However, Republican Governor Bruce Rauner rejected the plan majority Democrats approved. The Senate overrode Rauner's veto. Madigan said if there's no compromise this week, he'll schedule a House override vote next week. A developer from Des Moines is taking a big risk on downtown Bettendorf by building new apartments on the site of an old motel. This morning, the president of Newberry Living, Frank Levy, joined city officials and others to kick off the project as demolition continues on the Twin Bridges Motel on 15th Street. He considers it prime real estate due to its view of the Mississippi River and proximity to Interstate 74 and the new bridge currently under construction. Levy says the five-story building will feature 132 apartments on the second through fifth floors with a garage on the ground floor.
It's a U shape. Inside the U is a swimming pool and a patio, and the edges of the U are angled so that every apartment along the U has a view of the river.
The $22 million project will include an outdoor pool, rooftop lounge with a fire pit, balconies, and laundry for each unit, a workout center, and community room. The city's financial incentive package includes a 20-year tax increment financing deal with Newberry Living, along with a $750,000 economic development grant. About 20% of the money will help pay for burying the power lines to the Bridges apartment. Aspiring filmmakers will premiere short films tomorrow night at the Figge Art Museum. Jonathan Burnett is the founder and lead instructor of Urban Exposure, a 10-week summer film program that he says gives young people the chance to express themselves creatively and nonviolently. Burnett says one of the films premiering tomorrow is called More Than Color. It was written by 14-year-old Dania Green.
It's about a young black girl of darker complexion and is just constantly bombarded by the ideals of the world of colorism, you know, like being lighter skin, having straighter hair, those types of things. And it's about how she, at the end, will believe that she is beautiful regardless of the texture of her hair and the color of her skin.
Six students participated in the film program this year. Their films will premiere tomorrow at the Figge, beginning with the reception at 5 p.m. You can learn more about Urban Exposure in the newest episode of the WVIK podcast, The Gallery Gap. Cedar Rapids authorities say an armed man who entered a city building carrying a shotgun is a city employee. The man, whose name has not been released by police, was taken into custody without incident after being seen carrying a shotgun into the city services center this morning. City police spokesman Greg Bulow says no shots were fired and no injuries reported. Police say they believed the man intended to harm himself. The man was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Police say most people in the center were evacuated after the man was spotted. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfhull.